Hi, I'm Shelley, I'm an addict. Hi. Yeah, great trepidation on doing this chair. But I think that's because I've got a microphone stuck in front of me and it's quite a big meeting. But yeah, I'm very pleased to be here. You know, something someone said to me when I first came, you know, one of the things I used to hear quite a lot of people saying was never refuse to do a chair. And I haven't, although I did refuse one chair, but I was only 6 days clean my first time in NA at that time, so I kind of, you know, think I was able to. I did ask my sponsor though. So yeah, this is only my third chair. I'm just coming up to 5 months clean again. I got 5 months and a day last year and relapsed. Just painful feelings, but feelings is one of the things that before I got into recovery, I really prided myself on kind of knowing my feelings, being in touch with what was going on with me. But it was my head that was doing the feeling, not my, you know, it wasn't actually coming from me, from my heart, from my stomach, from the different places where we feel things. So for someone who really prided themselves on knowing what they were feeling and being really able to intellectualize things, I've gone to absolutely not really knowing what anything is, what's coming up in me. And one of the first things that I realized, the first feeling that I really felt was the feeling of being disconnected and being disconnected in NA, because that's what enabled me to go out on my last relapse. And I realized how important that was. And I'm kind of slowly starting to put names onto feelings. And it's kind of quite good and very painful at the same time. And it's been a bit of a rough week where all my feelings and things and my thinking is just distorted because I've been really quite sick with a really quite heavy bout of flu and a bit of a tummy bug. And I also have ME, which is a bit of a funny illness. And gets made a lot worse whenever I pick up any kind of bugs. So I haven't been doing my normal meetings. I've just been kind of doing another fellowship and kind of one's very local to where I live. So in a way, I was kind of looking forward to tonight as just being, you know, into a nice safe zone. and then I got asked to do the chair this morning. But a little bit about myself and my background, I won't spend too long on that. It's not as bad as everyone else. I mean, you know, I kind of have my own story. I left home when I was very young. I kind of got into drugs very quickly after leaving home. I left home when I was 13. By the time I was kind of 14, 15, Acid House was kind of just literally starting, and you know, a girl who I knew was a couple of years older than me was kind of like, oh, you've got to come to these parties and try these things. And I don't remember a lot about those days. I remember I used to really like acid a lot. And then, you know, progression, ecstasy, cocaine, and lots of smoking dope. Alcohol, I picked that up when I was quite young, probably about 11 or 12. I always looked a lot older than I was. So I used to kind of hang out with college crowds and go into pubs from kind of 11, 12 years old, because I came out of hospital. I was in hospital for a year and a half, and I was kind of about 10. So yeah, which is probably really where it all started, because I was full up with lots of drugs for most of the time, lots of operations, lots of anesthetics, lots of painkillers, lots of injections. But really, my using kind of just stayed with kind of ecstasy, acid, smoking, cocaine. But really, that was kind of enough for me. I kind of ended up in psychiatric hospitals twice before I was kind of 22. Normally, as a result, well, both times was a result of having been out on a, you know, 4 or 5 day binge and doing this for quite a few months at a time. Normally kind of towards the end of the summers. But kind of, yeah. And then a bit of a break, which I kind of, you know, I did the classic thing of moving around a lot as well, lots of geographicals. And I met an ex-partner when I was about 22 on my way to a kind of another weekend of madness and mayhem in another country. And I kind of did. He was a very, you know, he has a problem with alcohol. I've come to see that. But, you know, in a lot of respects compared to a lot of us, I don't really think he's an addict. And, you know, he was kind of very normal. I'd kind of always lived this, you know, really pretty mad life up until that point. But suffice to say, I got into a relationship which, you know, wasn't really right for me. I mean, we're still friends today. We've been apart for a good few years now. But I think I did a lot of damage there. So, that's one of the things that I've been feeling recently is kind of regret and remorse. And I always used to have the catchphrase, you know, never regret anything in your life, you know. You kind of, you know, lessons are kind of there to be learned. So it's kind of all catching up with me, all the lessons that I should really have learned in the right way that I should be learning them. But my experience since I've come around to NA, which was last July, towards the end of last June, beginning of last July, was just one of total identification. I was also, by that time, kind of quite psychotic, although I didn't know it. It was only when I heard people sharing about, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I was kind of going that way. I'd spent, you know, the previous 4, 5, 6 months of that just isolating, you know, just going out to get my drugs. I mean, for me, it was kind of quite easy to use as well. At that time, I was smoking an ounce of skunk a week and taking a hell of a lot of heavy-duty painkillers, a lot of sleeping tablets, Valiums for muscle relaxants, because with my ME, I actually got very, very sick with that. And it kind of stopped my using in a lot of ways, but also introduced me to kind of things like morphine and prescription drugs, which, because it's a very strange condition and I was supposed to be in a lot of pain, I have lots of different specialists for different parts of your system. I could actually go to one of many specialists and my own GP and just get scripts all the time. I used to keep a pile of scripts, which I only threw out 3 months clean first time round. I used to just keep this pile of scripts in my cupboard, so if there's any chance of running out, you know, I'd be back down and the cupboards were always just full. I was like a little pharmacy. And really, that was kind of the last, probably since about 2001, I really badly broke my leg. I was in and out of hospital for a long, you know, kind of having lots of different operations, reconstructing it. And that was kind of when I got really introduced to all the really lovely painkillers and morphine, self-injecting morphines, and a lot of my stuff, luckily, was through my ex-partner's medical thing. So, you know, the private hospitals and private doctors are really quite a lot happier to give you drugs and a lot more of them than kind of the NHS. But my experience since coming around to NA has just been, you know, although my head does try to tell me that I kind of can use, and I do, I know I'm uncontrollable around alcohol anyway. I mean, I used to use other drugs to control my alcohol abuse. And the steps, I remember kind of reading the steps in some kind of spiritual book quite a few years ago and thinking, yeah, those sound like a pretty good idea anyway. You know, I kind of did a lot of geographicals. Thank you. I do a lot of kind of trying to find the right, you know, path for me, and kind of always starting things, never completing them. And I do really like the steps. I'm only really kind of doing my, I did my step one before and I'm back doing it now again with a new sponsor. But to be honest, I kind of try and work them all in my life anyway. I try and think about them, think about what they mean to me, especially the one about not doing any more wrongs, you know, and trying to see when you're wrong and you're right. But, you know, I can always have a tendency to think that I'm wrong all the time or that I'm right all the time. And it's just a real kind of swing of extremes. But yeah, the steps for me, you know, I can't really talk too much about the experience of formally working them because I don't have a lot, but I see how the people that I admire and how they have strong recovery and the things that are happening for them in their lives, and they're all people who have been doing the steps and working the steps. And that's just something that I want to do. And I don't know, it's like as an addict, I'll put obstacles in my way, but they're obstacles that I put. They're self-creating obstacles. They're not, you know, obstacles that I'm being punished with by my higher power because I'm not doing it right. They're obstacles that I'm creating, and the steps, I think, are kind of a way of removing your own obstacles and kind of letting you kind of get out there and live your life. And thanks all for listening. Sorry I haven't been able to look around very much. But yeah, thanks for the meeting, Roz. I'll leave it there. Thank you.